This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Gil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that
sound? Thank you, Professor, for allowing me my constitutional rights. I must say, I think this debate has divided leftists in the country from those who believe in the Constitution and those who don't. I think we've seen this thuggish violence at university after university after university. Mario Savio, the one who stood up in the 60s and, you know, yelled free speech at Berkeley. Yeah, that was free speech for lefties. But like they say about democracy in the third world, one man, one vote, one time. As soon as the lefties took over the university, that's it. Free speech is shut down. But anyway, I think that hill, when we have Obama, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Bill Maher, among others, all saying, of course, you should let Ann Coulter speak and not let violent thugs shut it down. Okay, we're done with that hill. Now let's move on to the hill where it's considered, some of these people, not you, Professor, keep saying, well, of course it's hateful, but hateful speech is allowed to exist. No, I'm sorry. I'm engaging in a public policy debate. That is not a hateful speech. I think those are the lefties we need to discuss with next. These are important issues of public policy.
But Anne, the reaction of students at a place like Berkeley can't surprise you, given some of the things you have said. Let's just take a look. You've said that getting rid of women's right to vote is a personal fantasy. You said of one group of 9/11 widows, and I quote, "I've never seen people enjoying their husband's death so much." And then there was the tweet that you put out just the day before the election saying, if only people with at least four grandparents born in America were voting, Trump would win in a 50-state landslide. I mean, on that one, by the way, neither Donald Trump or Mike Pence would be able to vote.
Let's just take that one. We can go through all the greatest hits of much of my commentary. I watch roughly 24 hours a day the Hispanic vote, how the Browning of America, and how are African Americans voting, how are women voting. I describe one demographic and say how it would come out, and that's hate speech. Why isn't it a hate speech to keep telling me how Hispanics are going to vote? What you're talking about are rhetorical flourishes, and I don't know, maybe you guys think you are smarter than the founding fathers, but they did not put an asterisk on the First Amendment.
Founding
fathers just forgot about that, and no rhetorical flourishes, no jokes.
And that's the thing, that Ann Coulter brings up. And of course, you know, with some of these things, these jokes, and her own form of satire is disturbing for those on the left that, they sometimes, Scott, people take these things too literally. You know, they don't understand, what's going on in the conversation because their worldview is so fixed that, there's no room for any kind of comedic relief or any satire. I mean, look what's happening. I mean, comedians now are saying, the college campuses used to be all part of the tour, right? And they're going, I don't want to go there anymore. You know, these kids aren't funny. they don't have a sense of humor. So it really comes down to like what we've been saying, it's the wrong gospel, wrong church. They've been indoctrinated in such a way that, they're going to miss out. And sadly, I mean, I appreciate, what Ann Coulter's doing, because what she's in fighting for free speech, she's fighting for the hearts and souls of all these kids on campus, like Floyd Abrams, last week in our conversation with Floyd and about his new book, The Soul of the First Amendment. And as we talked about early on in the conversation, the soul of the First Amendment, hence the soul of America. At the very core of America's reason to be is our ability to speak freely, to have that kind of independence and freedom. How important it is that we do not have a government rule. That's what our founding fathers ran away from. Well, the conversation continues. Thank you for joining in. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It is May Day. Are you a Maine today, huh? This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Good to have you along with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know how much I love history, and I know you do, too. And we've got a real treat for us. While Greg is with us, we're going to talk about his novel, The Red Line, Russia versus America in World War III. You know, with a lot of ideas out there and threats abounding, whether it's North Korea. Is North Korea going to be the one to ignite a third world war? I mean, quite interesting that you see even, what North Korea has done in terms of capturing the attention of even the pollsters. You know, most Americans, now it's not about ISIS anymore. It's certainly about Kim Jong-un and, and the North Koreans. And ISIS has taken a bit of a back seat over the controversy. But while Greg brings to focus here is what if it comes down to a Russia-America head-to-head situation, and this is his book, The Red Line, Russia versus America in World War III. Walt is a military veteran. He was stationed in Germany during the Cold War and a former Texas state prosecutor. Walt, Greg, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be here.
Well, congratulations on the book. I mean, you have done what many people talk about, but you've taken a step further and said, "Okay, let's break it down. Let's write the scenario. Let's write the novel of what if America and Russia was to go head to head."
Yeah, I gave it a shot, Bill. We tried to not just write another techno thriller. There are those elements in the book, but we've kind of toned those down and really focused on the only thing really important in a war, and that's the people. So we worked very hard at strong character development, and because of that, we're really reaching a pretty wide audience so far. Women and men both are raving over the book. We've gotten rave reviews from major reviewers. We've already had a couple of major Hollywood producers read it and go, "Wow, this is amazing." And they've optioned the book. And in fact, even though it's one day before it officially comes out, we are already working on turning it into an 11-episode major television event. So, wow. So far, so good.
Yeah, it starts right away. I mean, you say World War III explodes in seconds when a resurgent Russian empire launches a deadly armored thrust into the heart of Germany with a powerful blizzard providing cover. Russian tanks thunder down the Autobahns while undercover Spetsnaz teams strike at vulnerable command points. I mean, I'm hearing music, explosions, everything going. I mean, this is an action-packed novel.
That's the that's the one area where everybody's just going, wow. I had a recent review where, like most war novels, this is an entire war in one story, so it's not short. It's a little over 500 pages. But I had a reader recently say the action's so good that that this 500 pages read like a short story.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, it does. I mean, it is an absolute... absolute page turner. I would agree with that reader. So when you first sat down, you know, to put this together, let's go back and talk about the genesis of the Red Line.
Okay. I was stationed at United States European Command Headquarters in Stuttgart in the middle of the first Cold War. And because of that, I was involved in some high-level, theater-level war games where I actually saw what we believed would happen should we face the Russians on the ground over there, and what our fears were, what our weaknesses were, what our strengths were. And the book actually came to me then, but I was busy with life, and so I kind of stuck it away in some little corner of my brain and went on with life. And so I actually began writing it in 1994, nearly sold it in 1997 to the very same editor who ended up buying it in 2014. So
wow.
It was quite a journey.
Yeah. Yeah, see, for writers, you may think it happens overnight. See, you're an overnight success, Walt, Greg, and as some say, yeah, overnight plus a lifetime, right?
Right, yeah. I have a good friend who gave me the greatest quote ever, an outstanding writer, who said, getting published is a marathon, not a sprint.
Yes, exactly. I've heard that said before. Having not been a writer, maybe a possible would-be writer, that has always stuck with me, that it is a process. In putting the ideas together, as you say, here it's all germinating from your world life, your actual life experience, and so you set it aside. But like, you know, so many dreams and ideas, they just won't leave you alone. How many times in the middle of the night were you woken up and say, hey, it's time to write?
Oh, I don't know. too many to count. That's kind of a quick question there, Bill. I'm trying to add it up, but I don't think I'm going to get there.
No, that's okay. But I know, based on what you're, in talking with other authors and understanding how dreams, you know, come about and visions and that, it is a process. I know myself, there are many nights, for some reason, 3 o'clock in the morning seems to be the time to wake up. You wake up and it's just an idea that will not let you go. And for you, I'm sure you went through, you went through that experience. Let me ask you this, Walt, if we can just deviate for just a slight moment from the Red Line, and you take a look at the possibility of Russia versus America. Does your mind consider right now the possibility of America versus North Korea?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt that not just North Korea, but gosh, almost the world over, there are issues. I absolutely can embrace that. And I know a lot of writer friends are actually writing on that subject at this very moment. So,
Well, yeah, and as you say, you've got between North Korea, Russia, Syria, Iran. I mean, let's just hope that China, President Xi was really impressed with that chocolate cake dessert that he had at Mar-a-Lago, that it keeps him calm.
Yeah, we live in a time, Bill, where it's kind of been forgotten the last 25 years, but we certainly have more than enough capability to destroy the planet, destroy mankind many times over, mm-hmm. And at this point, gosh, we've got to start looking for a better way to come up with answers in this world to keep that from happening.
Mm. Well, exactly. And then meanwhile, you got Russia building up a complex. You got China already building up, their complex in the South China Sea. And then Russia have built up their complex in the Antarctic.
Yeah, and I don't doubt that Russia's also looking enviously at some of their neighbors to the west, too. So who knows where this is going to go.
Exactly. Well, there's obviously more questions than answers, and some of that time will reveal. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about Walt Gregg's experience in the military, protecting Germany during the height of the Cold War. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up with Walt Gregg. We're talking about his new novel, The Red Line, Russia versus America in World War III.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with the America. We're talking with Walter Gregg, his new book, The Red Line, Russia versus America in World War III. You know, when you think about military action, the whole idea of the red line, what it represents, it is a thin line between life and death, winning and losing. And there are many, many red lines when you look back historically on military events. Walt is a military veteran who spent several years in Germany during the height of the Cold War. He drew on all his experiences to picture World War III between Russia and America in his new book, as we mentioned, The Red Line, which will be coming out tomorrow. World War III explodes in seconds when a resurgent Russian empire launches tanks into the heart of Germany in a reversed blitzkrieg. The only thing standing against the complete takeover of Europe is a woefully undermanned American force blocking their path. The Americans' only edge lay in their superior technology and advanced training, but will it be enough to halt the Russian invasion before it is too late? This is why you need to get your hands on the book. It is a page-turner, that military thriller, as they say and describe it. Lots of fun, and you will enjoy it, and plan to be with us, because it is a an enjoyable book and just an entertaining read, even though we're talking about something as serious as the potential of World War III, and at a time that this is what America, Walt Gregg, is looking at right now. We are on the brink. I mean, you've got the president right now talking about what's going on with North Korea is very, very serious. We've got all the senators coming to the White House for an orientation of what's going on. And out of that meeting is that it is a very, very serious situation that is taking place. And Hawaii, we're keeping an eye on Hawaii right now.
Yeah, Bill, you look at war just in general, and in modern times, you really hope that going to war is our final option, not our first response. And not only with President Trump, but all the presidents that follow him, I hope they understand how horrendous our ability is to literally take our children and grandchildren's lives away, which I'd hate to see. I'm really hoping mine have very long, happy lives, and for that, we need leadership that's just that just does the right thing each and every time.
Well, Walt, I think what you're expressing is a growing understanding in this country is that it's no longer about us. It's about our kids and our grandkids. It's the next generation. And this is what we're fighting for. And just as the founding fathers were willing to put it all on the line, their treasure, their very lives, for the sake of freedom. I believe that question is coming up again and here in this country as we do some serious soul searching and, fight off, this evil that has been ignored over the years that we're having to deal with today that will, that has put us on the brink of World War III.
Yeah, my wife and I chat a lot about how in the world has the world gotten like it is, what's going on. I swear we've made almost a living hell here. We don't need the one after we die. We've already got one, at least in some corners of the world.
Right, exactly. Well, going back and, as we talked about before we went on the break, your experience in the military, serving in Germany during the Cold War that you, said inspired this book. But let's talk specifically what that looked like for you. What were some of the missions and war games that you took part in that you used in the book?
Okay. Yeah, I actually was a member of the Defense Communications Agency, which was attached to United States European Command headquarters there at Patch Barracks in Stuttgart. And Patch Barracks is still there, and it's still United States European Command headquarters, among other things. And then we were all attached to NATO, and in fact, the NATO commander then was our commander. Bill, I know you're a historian. I actually stood the change of command ceremony from General Goodpaster to our former Secretary of State under Nixon. I actually was standing that change of command. So it was an interesting time to live, and an interesting thing to see. I will tell you, I had good friends in armored units and other things, and we had 300,000 soldiers and airmen over there at the time, and yet none of us believed we'd ever survive a ground war against the Russians in the first Cold War. Mm. We just knew their willingness to just sacrifice men and machines to overwhelm us would probably be enough to defeat us in those days. So I participated in a lot of war games, most, like I said, theater level. I wasn't actually running around in the mud like some of the other poor guys had to do. I was actually, you know, working it from a much higher level. And so I got to see these theoretical wars play out and to participate in trying to counter Russian actions. And again, mine was focused on the communications and the command and control aspect of that. Mm-hmm.
Well, was that the general consensus of the team that you're working with, that America could be overwhelmed by the Russians?
That was the general consensus of everybody I knew from the top levels down to the lowest private. I don't know if anybody believed we would actually end up victorious. We all knew we were really up against it should that happen. But, you know, how accurate we really were, I don't know. But that's certainly what the belief was of anybody I ever met over there.
Mm-hmm. Well, fast forward 21st century, here we are today. And even then, you were able to assess that there were weaknesses within, you know, the defenses of America, much less the offenses. And it seems that, you know, we hear these days that our military machinery is less than opportune and functional. I mean, we've got pilots that are not trained to the level that they should be, and on, and some of the equipment is outdated. So a lot of what you were dealing with then, fast forward, it just seems to be even worse than what you experienced firsthand today.
Well, certainly, if we were to have a second Cold War begin, we're not ready for that yet. We have really emptied out Europe. I don't think there are any ground troops there at all that I'm aware of, maybe a handful here and there. But we certainly don't have 300,000 soldiers waiting for the Russians. Last time I looked, I think there was something like 25,000 airmen and soldiers in Germany, something like that. So we'd have to have a pretty quick buildup depending on how quickly the threat appeared.
Well, in the book, speaking of military technologies, explain to our audience the military technologies that you use in battles in the book.
Well, again, that said, I really didn't want to write a techno thriller. As I told my editor, is actually the editor of all the Tom Clancy books at Penguin Random House. And as I told him, I wanted to be the first me, not the 10th Tom Clancy. So I tried to focus on the people, but, you know, the typical weapons that are, we built up a lot of our weapons specifically for defensive Germany. The A-10 fighter, for example, was built specifically to fight in the thick forest of Germany. You know, we have so many weapons that are so high level that really, as I mentioned in the book, the tank is now kind of in the middle of the pack. It's no longer the premier weapon it was in World War II. The attack helicopters, the ground attack fighter aircraft, our multiple launch rocket system, all those things would easily destroy tanks. And so it's kind of an interesting look at how we've kind of transitioned, certainly since World War II and then the first Cold War to now.
Well, and certainly with nuclear technology, and here recently the Moab bomb that was released, you bring that into play. I mean, this is a rather precarious dynamic when you think about, you know, another Cold War or World War III.
Yes, exactly. I mean, one of the upsides to the American side in the book is that the defenders have a huge advantage. Our tactic has always been to actually dig holes and place our tanks and our Bradley fighting vehicles.
Well, I'm sorry, we're out of time. I appreciate you being with us. You see, when you're having fun, how quick it goes. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
Diabetes Challenge, to encourage people with type 2 diabetes to work with their doctor to set and reach their blood sugar goals. He also called on people affected by the disease to share their stories.
It was great to hear from so many of you across the country, and I'm impressed by your dedication to managing your type 2 diabetes or helping a loved one who is. We listened to your experiences and identified common challenges like eating healthy, exercising, sticking to your treatment plan, and coping with your disease. Now, it's our turn to support you. We're offering tips to help you tackle these challenges head on, and we want to see how you're putting them into action. Share a photo, story, or video with us so we can see your progress.
Visit AmericasDiabetesChallenge.com to learn more and participate. Again, that's AmericasDiabetesChallenge.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
You don't know how it feels to be me.
Here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, where have all the days gone? I mean, we're coming close to summer here. It's just around the corner. And, you know, with it comes cookouts, yard work, and those nasty summer storms. And to help us get ready for the lazy, hazy days of summer, as they sing, are the hosts of today's Homeowner TV show, Danny Lifford, and his daughter, Chelsea Lifford-Wolf. Hey, guys, how we doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Morning, to you, Bill.
Hey, great to have you here with us. Danny, I see you have the grill working well. I got to tell you, being a West Coast boy, everything was barbecue to me until I came to the East, and they taught me real quick. They said, no. That is called grilling. So there is a difference between barbecue and grilling as far as East and West is concerned. You know that?
Well, there certainly is, and whatever you call it, you just want to be ready when you're inviting all of those friends over. And you know, Bill, some people think that you never clean the grill, that you want all that stuff to build up on there. Not me. When my friends come over, I want them to see a nice, clean grill, and that's the way I love to start out the summertime is I have a gas grill, so I'm able to remove all of the components, clean all the rust off of it, and then that will ensure that it'll work a long time, work nice and even. And can't say the food tastes any better, but I'm trying, okay?
But I can tell you, it's good when you taste meat and it tastes like meat with the, when you get a little hint of fish tied into it, that's probably because you needed to, clean that thing up a little bit,
Oh, I think that's exactly right. That seasoning only goes so far, but I'll tell you something. We heard so much about it over the last couple of years, and we're going to hear more about the problems with mosquitoes. And I'm actually at my daughter's Chelsea's house out on her deck, and she figured out a way to keep the mosquitoes away.
Yeah, though, okay. Newtown's Haven system, and what it is the fixtures that go around your outdoor space, so you can either choose from a landscape light that has a mosquito repellent built into it, or you can get just a repellent fixture, and it has a little cartridge that goes inside of it that you can replace when you run out, and you might wonder how often you'll have to replace the cartridge. Well, if you're running your system on the timer that comes with it, you can set it to where it comes on 30 minutes before the sun goes down and about an hour after the sun goes down. So you're only going to be using it maybe an hour and a half a day. And if you're only using an hour and a half a day, these cartridges will last you for 90 days. That's almost the entire summer season.
Right. It really is effective, too. And you can tie these units in to an existing low-voltage system or install it yourself. It's pretty easy and comes with a little timer. It really is a great way to go from Newtown.
Well, Chelsea, that's a great idea, and I'm making a big note on that because that's the other thing too I've been introduced to. Lots of different mosquitoes, including no-see-ems. They call them invisible flying teeth, is what they call them, I guess.
A good description on that.
And this will create 110 square feet each fixture, so you're getting a perimeter of protection, and it's not killing the mosquitoes, but it is pushing them off to your neighbor's yard.
Oh, yeah, it's good. Welcome, neighbor. Good to have you here. You and all your bugs that you sent over here. Well, Danny, nearly every area of the country experiences some type of summer storm. So what can we do to get our homes ready?
Well, something that Chelsea and her husband did a few months ago is invested in a whole house generator. And when people used to think about whole house generators, they would envision this big, giant box out in their yard. Now they're much smaller, much quieter, and much less expensive. And they chose one from Champion. And Champion has the longest warranty in the category. And also, per kilowatt hour, they are the least expensive. And it's natural gas, propane, they have systems for just about anything. And the thing about it is, it's all about the comfort level for your family. Whether you're at home or whether you're away, when those vicious summer storms come rolling through and the power goes out, within just a few seconds, the automatic transfer switch on the Champion generator will power everything up in the house. And again, even if you're not there, you don't have to worry about the sump pump not working, or you don't have to worry about food spoiling. So it is a great comfort level. And again, it's a lot more reasonable than a lot of people might think.
Well, Chelsea, we know that part of being outdoors is, what you look out upon. If you're looking out upon a nice groomed lawn, your outdoors is organized. You got the tall grass and the weeds managed. It really makes for a nice environment. So what's your advice to, make our yards more manageable?
They definitely want the proper tools. And one of those tools is a lawnmower, of course, to mow the grass. And Toro has a new lawnmower out called the Time Master. And it's called the Time Master because it's going to save you time. And I really like it. It has a 30-inch deck. So you're able to mow your grass 40% faster than with a normal lawnmower. And it's the most powerful one in its class. So you can just imagine how big a 30-inch deck is, but it comes with a personal-paced self-propelled system. So it's a personal-paced bar that you push down as you're mowing, and the mower, I like to say, walks in front of you. You just keep your hands on it, and it's mowing, and you're just walking right behind it.
It also has this just one little lever that you flip, and the handle goes up vertical, so it makes the storing a lot easier. But I know your favorite feature on this thing was right here.
Yes, it has an electric start. You turn the key just like you would with a car.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, you got to make sure we don't be, you know, we're not breaking nails here, huh, Chelsea? I don't mean to sound misogynistic here, but you know, we do want to make sure the queens of the house are doing okay here, right, Danny?
Exactly right. That is a good description of what we're dealing with here today.
So. Oh, well, maybe I channeled that by accident. What else can we do to prepare for summer, Danny?
Well, before it gets very, very hot, it's a good time to add any amendments to your grass. If you'll go to your local nurseryman that really knows your region of the country, and if you take a soil sample to them, they'll tell you whether or not you need to add a little lime, whether or not you need to add any phosphate or nitrogen or whatever. And it's just a slight, simple, scientific way of making sure that you're creating an environment in your yard that your grass is going to do very well. Because when it gets over into the real hot part of the summer, you never want to add any fertilizer or weed and feed type of material to your yard. So now's the time to act so that you can really have the best looking yard on the block.
Exactly. Well, Chelsea, you and your dad have been great to give us some great ideas here, and you're already getting us think. You know, we've got about a month away yet before summer officially begins, right? And it's coming upon us very quickly. So where do you suggest that we go for more summer prep tips?
Well, I'll tell you what, we have so many things on our website at todayishomeowner.com. All of the information of everything we talked about today, but also over 4,000 videos to help you with anything around your home. Sharpening that lawnmower blade, very, very important. How to tune up your lawnmower, how to sharpen shovels, all of these things that you can do right now to make it a lot easier to maintain your yard and your home so that you can have a little fun this summer. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. Well, Chelsea, again, we thank you and your dad for joining us and giving us some great tips here. The host of today's Homeowner TV show, Danny Lifford, and his daughter, Chelsea Lifford-Wolf. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you along with us. Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Let us know your thoughts. Email me direct. We'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Michael Cannell is with us right now, author of three nonfiction books, most recently Incendiary, The Psychiatrist, The Mad Bomber, and The Invention of Criminal Profiling. Michael was the editor of the New York Times House and Home, has written for The New Yorker, The New York Times Magazine, Sports Illustrated, as well as other publications. When you write like he does, you know he's in demand. You know, the story here of Incendiary starts with the mad bomber who terrorized New York City for 16 years. Tabloids called him the greatest individual menace New York City ever faced. The police continue to have no leads. So what was the public's perception of their safety at this time, Michael, and their faith in the authorities to protect them?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. This long bombing spree in the 1950s coincided with America's entrance into the darkest stretch of the Cold War. So while the bomber was planting bombs in public places in New York, the public was seeing images of mushroom clouds on the front page of newspapers and on the evening news. Wow. And there was, of course, a kind of anxiety, even though this was America was an enormously prosperous country at the time, and most of America's wealth was in New York, and it was a giddy time, but it was also an anxious time, and people worried that the government might not be capable of keeping them safe. And on a more local level, New Yorkers worried that the municipal authorities were not capable of keeping them safe from a mystery bomber who was moving about the city like a shadow.
Well, you couldn't ask for perfect timing, right? I mean, because you've got a hold of people's imagination here with all this going on, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it plays on a lot of contemporary notes. I mean, this is a time when, of course, in this post 9/11 era, we're all concerned about terrorism, and we have our own anxiety and our own concerns about safety. When you look at the headlines today, and this story relates to that. I mean, arguably, this bomber was the original American terrorist. As it turns out, he came from an immigrant family, and an immigrant family that had its own disaffection from the United States. And, you know, as I worked on this book, I also became aware that there was a connection to the contemporary times there as well. I mean, we're all concerned now about the role of immigrants and their status in this country. And this story kind of connects with that as well.
Well, as you say, the contemporary association, uncanny. We got North Korea. Of course, everything is Putin. You got the Putin boogeyman and Russia's involvement and or maybe not involvement with our elections. The threats that abound overseas. It is uncanny how there is similarity and as well the immigration issue, because that's part of the challenge. We hear the success stories of immigrants who have come in and were able to let go of, what they believed in their homeland and want to hold on to this new frontier and this new opportunity in America. And those that have successfully assimilated have done very well for themselves and their heritage, haven't they?
Yeah, and the bomber came from a Slavic family. A Slavic family that was living in a very run-down, poor factory neighborhood of Waterbury, Connecticut, and they were the opposite of what you're describing. They were not going to assimilate. They were isolated, and they were, they were lucky to have minimum wage jobs in the factory. And he was the bomber himself was a worker at Con Edison, the utility here in New York, and he was injured in a furnace blast, and he contracted tuberculosis. It's the kind of worker grievance that would have been easily settled today, one hopes, but because the bomber was a paranoid schizophrenic, this grievance inflated into his mind. A struggle, a grandiose fight with Con Ed and with what he believed were the corporate forces that were conspiring against him.
Exactly. Well, Michael, as immigrant, were they immigrants who came in legally, or were they refugees that immigrated to this country? I mean, because, when you talk about the challenge they were having with, in terms of assimilation and having some level of financial stability, it would lead me to believe that they didn't necessarily come in the normal immigration, profile.
They were legal immigrants, and the bomber himself was born in America. He was second generation, but they just lived in an isolated enclave in Waterbury, Connecticut, of Eastern European factory workers. And even though, just miles away was the prosperous Connecticut of lawns and picket fences, they were mired in a form of poverty, and the mindset was of one of resentment and disaffection.
Yeah, I bet. Well, I can understand that. What would police eventually do to find this elusive mad bomber?
Yeah, police in those days were struggling against an enormous increase in crime. The murder rates and burglary rates and rape rates were all going way up at the time. It's kind of the opposite of today, where we read about the all-time lows in crime. In the 1950s, it was all-time highs, and there were teenage street gangs were skirmishing in the neighborhoods of New York, and the police at that time really only believed in doing old-fashioned kind of police work, by which I mean roughing up suspects and leaning on informers. The police were not looking for help from experts or scientists. But finally, in desperation, after 32 bombs had been planted, they reversed course and they went to see a psychiatrist, a very unusual man named Dr. James Russell, and it was exactly the right thing to do.
Exactly. And you talk about the relationship that Dr. Russell had with police, and who essentially created what is now called criminal profiling, right?
Yeah, I mean, what we now call profiling back then didn't exist. It didn't exist in real life anyway. It existed in the pages of crime novels like Sherlock Holmes, but nobody had done it in real life, and nobody really believed that it could be done in real life. life. But the police came to Dr. Brussell, and Dr. Brussell was a very unusual man. He worked for the state of New York, and he operated and supervised the mental asylums in the New York area. And so he had seen a lot of human nature at its darkest and most violent and unhinged. And so he had a kind of insight, I think, into human nature that the rest of us would not have. Mm-hmm. And he believed that psychiatry could be used to solve larger problems than the problems of these tortured souls in the asylums. Mm-hmm. And when the police came to him and showed him all the evidence, it was the perfect opportunity for him to demonstrate that. And he looked at all of the evidence and he took notes. And he thought about it for an hour or so. And then he said to the police, the man that you're looking for comes from a Slavic background. He's a heavy-set, middle-aged man. He's never had a girlfriend. He lives with older female relatives. Mm-hmm. He has a history of workplace disputes. And when you catch him, he'll be wearing a double-breasted jacket, and it will definitely be buttoned.
Wow.
And a month later, the police went to the bomber's door in Waterbury, Connecticut, and knocked on his door in the middle of a foggy, cold January night. Mm-hmm. And the man who came to the door fit that description pretty much exactly.
What must they have thought? I mean, how did he come up with all this? I mean, down to the point, he's got a buttoned-up, vest on. I mean, that's incredible.
It is. It's almost hard to believe, isn't it? I mean, today we think of profiling as a science, and I guess it really is a science, and the FBI is using algorithms and big data to perform profiling with uncanny accuracy. But Dr. Brussell didn't see it that way. He of course, used Freudian theory. He was an old-fashioned Freudian-trained psychiatrist, and he used Sherlock Holmes-style deductive reasoning. But he also believed greatly in the power of intuition. He believed in the subconscious's ability to solve a problem. And so he took in all of this information that the police had shown him, the bomb parts and the forensic evidence and these very, very strange letters that the bomber had written to the New York Journal American newspaper. And he just allowed his intuition to conjure an image of who the bomber might be. He did it almost trance-like. So he believed in a kind of almost mystical aspect to this process, and it's hard to quibble with because for him it worked.
Well, without a doubt. Well, so much more to talk about, but this is a good reason why you need to get your hands on Michael's book, Incendiary, which traces the craziness as well of Hearst Journal American newspaper and its publisher, Seymour Bergson. 60 years ago, it was the Mad Bomber was traced to his home and captured. Michael Cannell, author of three nonfiction books, his most recent, Incendiary, The Psychiatrist, The Mad Bomber, and The Invention of Criminal Profiling, available at all the usual places, I take it, Michael, right?
I believe so, yes, I hope so.
And we'll be linking it on our website as well. Michael Cannell, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, thank you for having me.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.